You're listening to Engage with Andy Bush. To connect with the program today, please send an email to andrew.bush@comcast.net. That's andrew.bush@comcast.net. Now, back to this week's program.
Welcome back to Engage. I'm your host, Andy Bush. We're sticking with our sports-themed show today. However, we're shifting from the high ideals of the Olympics to the darker side of sports as we discuss the latest on Aaron Hernandez and the NFL concussion lawsuits, with the latest suit just filed by Hall of Famer Dan Marino. Joining us to jump in the gutter is the one reporter who can stay above it all, Michelle Steele from ESPN. Welcome, Steele Wheels.
Hey, Andy. I'm glad to be a part of your feel-good show today.
You know, when you're talking about the NFL, how can you not feel kind of a little bit grimy with what's going on? But, hey, get our listeners caught up to what is going on with the Aaron Hernandez trial. This is the former New England Patriots tight end who was accused of gunning down two men in 2002 who just had a chance encounter with Hernandez in a bar, as well as the shooting death of another man in 2013.
Right. So what's going on with those two cases? And by the way, it was in 2012, the double shooting,
right,
for Aaron Hernandez in Boston's South End. And I was in the courtroom when the indictment was announced and when the charges were also formally announced. And I got to tell you, we all knew that something like this was coming, but there are a lot of jaws on the floor in that courtroom because no one could believe, and even now it sounds just so, it's incredulous to believe that two shootings could have stemmed from something so innocuous as one guy spilling a drink on another guy. But that is, according to prosecutors, exactly what happened, and Hernandez was upset that people were trying him or testing him, so to speak,
right,
and he wasn't getting respect in the nightclubs he frequented.
Unbelievable.
And yeah, and so now the question is, now we do know that there is a major witness who has rolled over on Hernandez. The question now is how credible he's going to be. Obviously, his attorneys are going to be poking holes in that case. And right now, Andy, from everything I'm hearing, the earliest a trial that we'll see is next year for
next,
this double homicide.
Oh, mm-hmm. My gosh. It has to wait that long for justice. That's incredible.
Well, our justice system is so overburdened right now. There just isn't enough staffing for the amount of cases that they have. And I'm told it's actually pretty commonplace for murder trials, especially, mm-hmm, for them to take their time because it's in the interest of both parties. The prosecutors want to limit the chances of an appeal. And for the defense, they would like the witnesses' memories to get a little bit hazier. So no one's in too much of a rush here.
Right. Well, you talked about Hernandez asking for respect, and that brings up an aspect of the NFL and an aspect of the players that are in it that has been made, brought to light as their gang affiliations. You know, how much of a role did that play, do you think, in Hernandez's emotional makeup? I mean, I'm realizing this is stretching your ability as a reporter, but mm-hmm, this seems to be, it has some place in the NFL. In other words, a lot of these young kids that have come into the NFL have come from, you know, pretty tough backgrounds in which they would have, by just definition of where, geographically of where they live, some kind of connection with a gang. I mean, I'm not saying that that's their fault. I'm just saying just because they grew up in inner cities, that happens.
Sure. Well, in this particular case, they have yet to find any strong gang connection.
Mm-hmm.
I actually spoke with the sheriff of the jail where Hernandez is being kept, and the first thing they did is they took a look at his tattoos, which are just everywhere, and they couldn't find anything that gave them a strong connection to a gang. But you're right, you know, a lot of people in across all walks of life certainly come from disadvantaged backgrounds, and they could get mixed up real easily with the wrong people. Remember, there was a Chicago Bears receiver just a few years ago who,
yes,
was arrested on cocaine and marijuana charges, and I know from inside the Bears organization, it was Sam Hurd, I know from inside the Bears organization, they were flabbergasted. They really did not know. But, you know, sometimes a player doesn't want to be a player. Sometimes they want to be a player. And they use their connections and they use the money that they gain in the league to accomplish those ends, and it is sad.
Yeah, and it's not just the NFL, but it's highlighted because of all the, you know, focus of our society on NFL and how popular the sport is. Now, getting back to Hernandez, though, he's also running into a little bit of trouble with his own lawyers, right? I mean, he's having trouble paying these guys.
Yeah, this is another shocking development in this case that doesn't cease to shock at every turn. On Friday afternoon, I was alerted to his lawyers having filed a motion in Boston saying that Hernandez needed 60 days to make quote-unquote financial arrangements because they were really only willing to represent him for the arraignment and related proceedings, not the trial. So remember, these guys pretty much overnight had their caseload doubled for two very, very serious charges being leveled against him. They went from just representing a guy for first-degree murder, just first-degree murder, but it was one. At least it was one charge, to now three charges of first-degree murder, one in a completely different jurisdiction. So even though Aaron Hernandez made $18 million off the Patriots, you know, we do know that team is trying to claw back some of that money, and we will find out in the coming days whether or not Hernandez is able to pay these guys. Certainly he's going to want to, but he's got a lien on his house right now. He has a restraining order on his house right now. He cannot sell it because he's facing a bunch of wrongful death civil lawsuits as well.
Mm-hmm. That's incredible. Well, you know, I was in the financial arena back when the O.J. Simpson trial verdict was announced. To me, this doesn't seem like that could potentially happen. I mean, I know that was probably when you were like five or two when that verdict came out. I'm not even going to say how old I was. But do you think there's any kind of potential with this? I mean, it doesn't seem like you have the racial overtones you did with the situation with OJ. But it's just another really big, high-profile NFL murder case.
Well, I think this absolutely could be another O.J. I don't know if it's going to break the Bloomberg terminals, which I'm assuming they did break when the O.J. Simpson trial verdict was announced. But with Aaron Hernandez, I think it's a sports crime of the century. I think it actually, you're right, with O.J. Simpson there were racial overtones as well. But this is a guy who was a current player, and he wasn't working for any NFL organization. He was working for the franchise that prided itself on sort of upstanding guys who looked out for the community but also won on the field. They even coined a phrase for it. It's the Patriot way. You know, no one talks about the Patriot way really anymore. You know, certainly Bill Belichick doesn't want to.
Right.
So I think that this could be bigger than OJ.
Well, you bring up a really good point about the Patriots. Well, I mean, they've obviously been in damage control to some extent ever since this occurred, and this is going to be ongoing. They're going to be having to answer questions. Do you expect any Patriots, current players, or maybe even Belichick, to be called in at this trial?
That is the assumption at this point, is that because Hernandez was a current player and because he had allegedly committed these murders just 12 days before training camp and just weeks before the Patriots signed him to a $40 million extension. The thinking here is that investigators not only have talked to people within the Patriots organization, but will bring them in for when the trial actually gets underway. Yeah, so this is going to get a lot bigger before it gets any smaller, Andy.
And Michelle Steele will be there for ESPN to cover it, and that's so exciting. I'm looking forward to that. Well, staying with the seamier side of the NFL, you know, this week we had Dan Marino join a list of former NFL players suing the league. Now, Marino is suing the NFL over concussion and joins, I think, about 5,000 other retired NFL players. Why do you think this is so significant? I mean, as far as Marino joining.
Well, it took everybody by surprise because he does not have a track record of a significant concussion history. I know that he had some neck issues at the end of his career.
Right.
But especially...
Well, he was an analyst for a long time. It's not like, you know, his brain deteriorated that you could tell. I didn't listen to a lot of what he said, but I guess that he seemed to be totally on his game.
Well, there's just a lot that we don't know right now. I think the timing of this is really interesting, that he decided to join. Now, this, according to the information that I've seen, this is a separate lawsuit mm-hmm. from the class action one, from the one that involves all of the retired players, because whether right. or not Marino joins that lawsuit, he's sort of, as a retired player, you're automatically in it. This is a second lawsuit, but they're essentially suing for the same stuff that the other lawsuit sued for. So there's just a lot of questions of why is this lawsuit now being brought to the fore. There's only about 15 players involved. Marino is obviously the star player. Nobody really knows what motivated him to get involved, but I think the timing is interesting because he was not renewed at CBS.
Right.
But he's also, at least according to Sports Illustrated, he is talking to the Dolphins organization about maybe getting involved with their front office. So I don't, right? So I'm not quite sure how excited they would be to bring someone into the fold. He's also suing the league. So, yeah, there's just a lot of question marks around this right now.
Yeah, in the original lawsuit of the 5,000 NFL players, retired NFL players, was rejected by a federal judge in January. This is $765 million. So,
right.
She
doesn't think that's enough money, and she might be right. I mean, mm-hmm. according to the terms of that lawsuit, if you have, I believe it's Lou Gehrig's disease, you get a $5 million settlement. Parkinson's, it's a $3.5 million settlement. There's 20,000 players, and that $765 million may not be enough. And remember, a chunk of that $765 million goes to the attorneys.
Yeah, of course. They have to be paid. Mm-hmm. What did Shakespeare say about lawyers? Well, so the thing is like this doesn't seem to have negatively impacted the NFL ratings, either one of these cases. Do the fans just not really care about this stuff?
Well, I think that fans do care, but I don't think that they care enough to turn away right now. Mm-hmm. I think that part of the appeal of the NFL versus any other sport is that there are no guarantees, right? It's not like baseball or basketball where they will pay you to ride the bench for the rest of the season. For the NFL, you know, you get injured and all that money kind of goes away. And I think that part of that tension week to week is what keeps people, you know, what keeps
right.
people just glued to their televisions. And I spoke to the Patriots owner, Bob Kraft, after the Clippers deal was announced, when Steve Ballmer said that he was going to buy them for $2 billion. And I
right.
asked him, what did he think about, how did he feel as a Patriots owner knowing that an NBA team sold for $2 billion? And he said, I know that the top 40 or so shows on live television are NFL games, so I feel great about it.
Yeah.
So you're right. You know, nobody is turning away just yet. But as we see more star players, you know, I happen to be in Boston, so Gronkowski is a guy we talk about all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we see more of these star players getting injured earlier in the season, and obviously that has a lot to do with how Gronk plays as well. But, you know, now guys can't hit up high. They have to hit down low, and that's where the knees are. You know, you got to wonder if the NFL is ultimately going to be damaging their star product, their players.
Oh, that's a great point. Well, and certainly the way that media has changed and the focus because of all the technology on live events, that's really where so much money is going, whether the huge amount that was just paid for the Olympics or whether it's the NFL, it's same deal. The technology, which can eliminate commercials or you can pre-record things and skip commercials, you really can't do that with a sporting event because you lose the ability
right.
to, well, you'll know what the outcome is before it happens.
Right. I mean, it's,
before you watch it, I mean, before you watch it.
Right. It's award shows and live sports is where the value is on television. And then whenever you're on, Andy.
Exactly. Well, whenever that is. And it's really radio now. So, well, here's an award. Michelle, thank you for coming on. You've heard it here from one of the best reporters at ESPN, Michelle Steele. I'll get you back on to get an update on what's going on with Hernandez and these other lawsuits. Thanks for coming on, Michelle.
Sure, you bet. And next time, I know that I'll probably be talking about Hernandez next time, but like, let's sneak in some World Cup or something. Let's really do Let's spread some positive vibes here, Andy.
No doubt. And I think that's, I just tweeted out this morning. I said, now that the Blackhawks have lost, right, at least there's something to look forward to, which is the World Cup and the U.S. going out in the first round. No, I'm really looking forward to the beautiful game. And Michelle, you're beautiful as well, and thank you for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks, Andy. Anytime.
All right, you bet. Bye now. All right, when we get back, let's take a break here, and we'll get back with actually a positive vibe from a nonprofit. You're listening to Engage.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.